K-Rock.
There's a guy called the List King, right?
Yeah. We've
spoken about him before. He does a whole bunch of lists. His name is Bruno Boucher, yeah. Right? And whenever he puts up a list of things, he talks about, you know, he's done, you know, cheeses and then lists them as worst to best, right? Mm-hmm, and then, mm-hmm. You know, barbecue shaped flavours and all these types of things. He's now done Australian institutions.
Okay.
So I want to take you through them and see whether, you know, you're fired up. Because normally I see these lists and I'm like, you're so wrong.
Oh,
and
so
other times
wrong.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you're so right.
And he loves it. That's why it gets all the, that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah. You know? So it starts at the bottom, cat vomit tier, right?
Yeah, okay.
So Australian institutions. The first one I can't say.
Okay.
Not safe, but that's okay. We'll move on to the next one. When someone breaks their glass yelling out, taxi!
Yeah, okay.
That's right at the bottom.
So it's Australian institutions. This is things that Aussies do.
That Aussies do.
Just in time for Australia Day.
Yeah, so goon of fortune, another one, cat vomiteer.
Cat vomiteer, interesting.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
No, nor do I. Hmm. Neither do I.
Yeah. Pleb tier, next one up. Eagle rock with your pants down. Now, I can't say that I've ever done that.
I mean, if you haven't done it, you're missing out.
Really?
Yeah.
Where have I been? Urinating on park barbecues. Yeah, that's should be a cat vomiteer.
That should be cat vomiteer for sure.
I hate that. Every time I have a barbecue in a public place, I just always think.
You're thinking about it.
Every
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
He also says that the worst Simpsons episode ever, the Australian one.
Yeah.
I've got something to report to you. Mm. He's popped that at pleb tier. I don't agree with that at all. I love the Aussie Simpsons.
Yeah.
The episode.
Dollary doos.
Dollary doos. Burning your siblings with your seatbelt. When it's really hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
That's quite fun.
That was a bit of fun.
Next one up, Adam Sandler tier, Dougie from Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah.
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 Knowing someone who starred on RBT.
Yeah.
Just waiting for a mate.
Waiting for a mate, yeah.
Beer snakes. Yeah, love a beer snake.
Where it's the cans.
No. Where it's cups. Beer, like, we get cups of the cricket and you put them all inside each other and you make a really, really, really long one.
What is it when you tape all the cans together?
A boring night out. trolling Knowlesy on Facebook.
Yeah. You're right, Cobber. You're right, Cobber. Oh, God, they're funny, those comments. Honestly, get on his Instagram and just read the comments. They're hilarious. Yeah. It's this running meme.
It's so funny. Poor Knowlesy, but hilarious for us.
Yeah.
Next tier up, royalty tier. Okay, this is the second one from the top.
Okay.
Flashing your headlights when cops are ahead.
Yep, I'm on board.
Yep, on board. I know it's illegal, but there you go. Sex ed from Healthy Harold. Did you do that? Was that?
Oh,
was
vaguely that? Remember.
Yeah, so Healthy Harold comes in the van and he's the draft that teaches you about sex education.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He arrives. No, still not right. He visits. He visits in the van. The van.
Yeah. And you go in the van.
Yeah.
I love Healthy Harold. Okay. Russell Coit, Australia's actual PM.
Yeah.
Love Russell Coit.
Love Russell Coit.
Okay, we're at the top, right? God tier. There's only two that appear.
Okay.
So this is the
tiers of Aussie institutions if you've come in halfway here.
Yeah, the List King, Bruno Boucher, we're at the top. There's only two here. The Roadie, which is having a drink when you're a passenger.
Traveller. The traveller.
Oh, we call it travellers.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm. The roadie must be something that's done up north.
Yeah.
But we call them travellers.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one.
Yep.
Do you want a drum roll?
Oh, geez.
Sorry, I should have.
Bit of a notice. Yeah, all right.
Sorry.
Here we go.
Richard Wilkins' hair.
Yeah, I'll pay that.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Fun fact. Yeah, you know it. Every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that, oh my God, I can't even. You're doing like this Michael Jackson Thriller dance.
God, you didn't even get through it.
Well, you don't usually move into my field of vision. You usually stay where your chair is and your microphone is, but you've gone right off mic
there. Yeah, you're welcome. I'll stop now. Go on.
We send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates that aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart and good at their job because they're always full of fun and interesting facts.
Well done.
Thanks, mate. Good dancing, though.
Thank you.
Had some real, like...
I've got to sit down.
Your chimpanzee style dance there, yeah, with arms up in the air.
I know, I was just
squatting down.
What's the word for it? You know when you just dance like
instinctively. It's you were dancing from in here.
Yeah.
I don't know why you always squat when you're doing that. When you dance, it's bang, it's down. You drop it, bang, down.
Give us a fun fact, would you?
Okay. In 1904, the American Telephone Journal. Now, do you remember, have you ever heard that when showers first came out, it was recommended only for men because apparently women with their delicate dispositions would not be able to handle the shock?
Oh, no, I've never heard that.
Yeah, right. Yes. So there's part of a fun fact for you. Apparently, they believed crazy stuff about phones when they first came out as well. In 1904, the American Telephone Journal warned about the creation of a race of left-eared people for having become accustomed to using the receiver at the left ear. It was found that the hearing in that ear was better and more sensitive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Normally, they thought that, like, left was bad as well. Remember?
Oh, yes, yeah.
So that is interesting.
You're a Johnny Cash fan?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Did you know that he once suffered 5 broken ribs after losing a fight with his pet ostrich?
What?
He got in a punch-on with his pet ostrich.
As you do?
The ostrich won, obviously, because it's a giant bird. He's like Peter Griffin fighting chicken.
That's the best.
Classic Americans. Most Americans couldn't remember Neil Armstrong's name a year after he'd landed on the moon.
Oh. Do they remember Buzz at least? Or?
Buzz Aldrin? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, really? Because that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. You know what they say about men with big feet? Well, they shouldn't, because research has shown that foot size isn't a good predictor of what they say about guys with big feet.
Really?
So there you go.
I've got a fun fact for you.
Okay.
If you ever want to measure your foot but you don't want to take your shoes off or whatever, the distance between your elbow and your wrist is the size of your foot.
Okay. I was going to make a joke then. I'm not going to. Not going to. The word bunny, as in a pet name for rabbit, you know, bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently that comes from bun, which is a 16th century term for a squirrel.
Oh.
Have you ever thought about where the word bunny comes from?
Why I think about where all words come from.
Do you?
Why is this called, you know, wipes? Why is this called, you know, button?
We've got to assign you more tasks because you obviously have a lot of time on your hands day to day. Quickly, one last one. In the 1720s, there was a London society called the Farting Club whose members tried to out-fart each other, which is amazing, and is always a good time. The club closed, though, after its members started suffering from colic and diarrhea, and several of the best performers actually went farting out of the world. They died.
Is that like Fight Club?
Yeah, it's not Fight Club.
Oh, it was Fight Club. Yeah. I thought you said Fight Club. That makes so much more sense now.
Yes, that's Fun Fact Friday. Fun Fact Friday.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Log
on K-Rock.
Having a bit of a domestic dispute with Jimmy James.
Mm.
Okay. This started yesterday morning.
Yeah, and you told me about this yesterday morning, and I can't believe this is still a thing.
I know. It's shocking, isn't it? Anyway, real concerning stuff. I woke up in the morning, and as I go to work, and I get up about 4:10, right? Mm. Get up. You know, whatever, go to the toilet, get changed, go and Wombie sleeps on the couch outside in the living room.
Oh geez, he's kind of pushed the envelope, hasn't he?
I know. So I always go in and I'm like, give him a little kiss, a little pat, a little doggy massage. Oh, have a great day.
He's like, oh my God, I'm trying to sleep. Why does this woman keep waking me up?
Sometimes he does give me that eye, but sometimes he's just like, he just, enjoys it. I see something out the corner of my eye. I look up, giant huntsman there.
Where?
On the wall, in our living room, above the couch.
Okay.
The couch that I famously lie on and have naps on every day.
That is against the wall?
Against the wall.
Okay.
So then I walk back into the bedroom and I'm like, Jimmy, I'm sorry to wake you, but there's a big huntsman. He's like, leave it. I'm like, no, I'd really like for you to come get it, please, and take it outside. Darling, honey, love you.
Yeah.
And he's like, just leave it. It's Hansons are good.
I'm sleeping. Yeah.
I'm sleeping. So then I'm like, okay. And then I went and I stamped out.
You didn't go, okay, fine. Is what you said to me yesterday, out. Like, fine. And then stormed out of the room.
Anyway, yesterday, didn't have a nap on that couch.
Of course you didn't.
Because I was too scared. The huntsman was gone. He didn't get it in the morning.
No.
Huntsman gone.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So the whole day I was just like, I actually was cleaning up my room and a scrunchie came out of one of my jumpers and I screamed because I thought it was the huntsman. So I'm very on edge.
This is not your first experience with huntsmans in that house though. When you guys first started dating, wasn't there one in the bathroom and then you had to leave a whole, like you couldn't brush your teeth one morning or something?
No, I had to leave my watch there. I was like, the huntsman owns the watch now.
Yes.
Also, there were like baby huntsmans in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've left. And then yesterday I'm like, okay, I can't see it anywhere. Maybe it's gone back into the roof or whatever. So sure. On that side of the house, opposite to the bedroom side, fine. Wake up this morning, it's back there, but it's moved around the corner. And I'm like, hello. And I do the whole, like, sometimes when spiders are really big, I do like I start dry reach,
yeah.
I'm so scared of them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I can't live like this.
Well, they're gross too. They've got little legs.
But the thing
stuff.
Is, I don't want them to die. Okay. No, I've changed my ways in the last 5 years or so. I don't want to kill the spiders. I just want them to move on.
Just don't be in my space.
Yeah. Jimmy refuses to move it on. He says huntsmans are good. They kill all the bad things in the house. Huntsmans don't cause a drama. We're lucky to have one. It's taking care of the house. Just leave it.
It's taking care of the house. So when you guys go away in a couple of weeks' time, is it going to water the plants and actually turn the lights on and off so it looks like someone's home?
Have a house party.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that type of biz.
All these spider mates.
Yeah, right?
Blech.
I've said it's a huntsman or me. Right?
It's the ultimatum. Me or the huntsman, one of us is leaving this house.
Yeah. Am I okay in saying that? Do you think I need to just settle down and learn to live with the huntsman? Do you believe Jimmy? Is the huntsman doing God's work?
No, absolutely
or
not.
Or am I well within my right to be like, I will leave and never come back?
You are well within your rights to say that. You do not have to live with a huntsman. That is scary and horrific because you know what that's going to do is crawl on your face in your sleep.
Yes.
And
that's
why
I always sleep with my mouth like shut.
Yeah. I hold your mouth shut.
I hold my mouth shut because I don't want spiders crawling.
I don't know if I believe that. But yeah, you shouldn't have to live with a huntsman because eventually it will do something to you in your sleep. It's like having an annoying housemate that gets drunk and then, they're eventually going to do something to you in your sleep.
Okay. That's one vote.
You might wake up with a sort of a male appendage drawn on your face in black Sharpie.
Yeah.
Because you're living with a huntsman.
Yeah, exactly, right? Can't trust it. Don't want to be there with it anymore.
Can I put in the side note that if he won't take care of it, you need to take matters in your own hands.
You need to get rid of it.
If he won't get rid of it, you need to take care of it.
Okay, who agrees with me then? I need like a list of people so I can go to him and say, the people of Geelong have spoken. Yeah. Or are you going to back him and be like, just shut up, Loggy, and live with it? Geordie in Newcombe, what do you reckon? It's me or the huntsman. Am I being unreasonable?
I don't think you're being unreasonable at all. I would like to leave the house until it's gone.
Okay.
So you wouldn't have even gone back at the end of the day yesterday?
No.
Okay.
I would probably like to fumigate the whole house.
Yeah.
With like a flame torch or...
yeah, something like that. if you need to, just so you know, if you need to, we've always got a spare bed at our place.
Thank you. But the spare room doesn't get used much, so therefore there'd be spiders in there. You know how I feel about spare rooms.
And we don't have spiders at our house. I do once every like 3 months I get professional pest barrier put up.
Well, I definitely can't come to your house then.
No.
I won't be allowed in the door.
Yeah.
What is this invisible force field?
Yeah.
Megan, in Whittington, what do you think?
I think that unless Jimmy James is going to let that huntsman lay in bed with him and keep him warm at night and have that huntsman cook his dinner for him, the huntsman's got to go.
Well, okay, valid point, Megan. But, I mean, the trade-off and what he is looking at, he's looking at either two different options of very hairy hugs.
Oh!
And also, the Huntsman probably cooks better than Loggie anyway.
Righto.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
UFO sightings, they happen all the time. Mm. And now with social media, they go viral, right?
Yeah.
People are saying, oh, they're fake and whatever. And yeah, things can be faked, but things are also real and unexplainable.
Things can be fake, but things can be real also.
Exactly.
I mean, let's put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's a good lesson for
Do
life.
Do you know what?
What?
Actually, you know how I always say stuff that doesn't, I want it to sound correctly, but it doesn't.
Mm.
That's what we should be printing on T-shirts.
I want it to sound correctly, but it doesn't.
No. Like the thing, like what did you say before? You were like, oh, you wrote something in your phone. And I said, keep that written down. And you're like, you mean don't delete it? And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, so don't delete that from the notes in my phone. Just leave it where it is right now. Don't do anything.
I said keep it written down.
Keep it written down.
Instead of don't delete
that. So don't throw my phone in the ocean. We're going to need this later, are we?
Yeah, we're going to need it. But video footage has gone viral of a plane flight last week, 17th yep. of Jan. I'm yep. all...
You okay?
Nah. Anyway, it was a Singapore Airlines flight.
Yes.
Heading to Zurich.
Yep.
Zurich Airport in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, video footage has been released. A passenger reckons it's a UFO zooming past them.
Mm.
And the pilot has seen it and apparently dodged something in the sky.
No, okay. So passenger jets, they're not that responsive. You can't just... It's not how it works.
No, I think it does. No. Oh, well, that's, you know, they've got their hands on the wheel.
It's all computer run, mate.
Well, they have to obviously move sometimes, Tom.
They have to disengage like 16 different things before they can actually control the plane
How
manually.
Do you know?
Because it's well documented.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, well, at some point between 7:30 a.m. and 7:50 a.m., the unnamed passenger has turned on their camera in preparation to record the plane's landing into Zurich, but was surprised when he captured what he believes was a near collision with a UFO. Some people are saying it's a bird. All I'm reporting on is the article that's written here.
No, that's fair. That's fair, and I shouldn't hang you out to dry just because you're reading an article that's written by someone else. That's
In the fine. Clip, we see lakes and fields of the distant Swiss landscape before the aircraft begins to tilt to the right.
Because it's coming into land.
And a small white object zips past the plane just below its flight path. Well, it can't be a bird. They don't fly that high.
If it's coming into land, then it's probably quite low altitude.
No. Well, it's not because you can see it's still really – like, you know when you can see squares – you know, of different landscapes, squares on the ground. That's how high it is.
Paddocks.
Damn it.
It's okay,
I don't
guys.
Want to talk anymore.
It's okay, guys. I'm here to be your translator.
I don't want to talk anymore.
I'll do director's commentary in the background while she tells the story. So
I'm
what
leaving.
She's trying to say here.
I'm going to get on going.
Is that it's a UFO, but it's not.
Okay.
K-Rock.